Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt. Today is day 14 of Emuna, life in Messiah Yeshua, wisdom in life. Meditation verse, Proverbs 19, verse 8. The Amplified, he who gains wisdom and good sense loves and preserves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good and prosper. Tree of Life version, one who gets wisdom loves his own soul. One who treasures understanding prospers. What is wisdom? From Job to the Song of Solomon, they are called the wisdom literature of the Bible. Wisdom comes from the Word of God and operates in us by the Ruach HaKodesh. The Bible has a lot to say about wisdom. There are over 222 verses regarding wisdom. According to Art Scroll Mishlei, Proverbs Commentary, the four main words for wisdom are Chokmah, which is wisdom, Musar, discipline, ethical teaching, Bina, understanding and or discernment, and Musar Haskel, wise discipline. Chokmah, the attainment of Chokmah is a major goal. Rabbeinu Yonah defines it as knowing the way of righteousness, truth, and justice. Chokmah shows the person how, when, and how much to use each trait. Musar, discipline, ethical teaching, affection. Musar also refers to perfection, character traits, which is inextricably linked to wisdom, for Musar cannot be attained without Chokmah. Chokmah without Musar is like a tent without ropes, lacking stability and permanence. Bina, understanding or discernment. Bina refers to one's ability to deduce one thing from another. Whereas Chokmah is knowledge gained from external sources, Bina flows from within as one analyzes, examines, and plumbs the depth to bring forth hidden perception. And Musar Haskal, wise discipline, is related to the term intelligence. A person must apply Musar precepts intelligently, not foolishly. Proverbs 8:11, Tree of Life version, for wisdom is better than jewels. Nothing you desire compares with her. This type of wisdom is needed in war, also spiritual warfare. Wisdom in leadership administration, wisdom in spiritual manners, and ethical wisdom. It is worth more than the most precious jewels. Proverbs 3:21, Tree of Life. My son, hold on to sound wisdom and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. We need to hold on to sound wisdom if we want to have abiding success in every area of our life and whatever we do. Psalm 136:5, who made the heavens by wisdom, for his loving kindness endures forever. Our Creator Elohim created the world by his wisdom. He is wisdom. His word is wisdom. His Ruach in us is wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to know what to do and what to say in any situation we face in life. However, we need to put the word in our hearts to operate in wisdom and truth. Wisdom is also one of the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh, 1 Corinthians 12:8. We need his wisdom in every area of our life. Number one, in our home. Wisdom will keep our homes in order and keep shalom in our homes. Proverbs 24:3-4. By wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is prepared, and by knowledge its rooms are filled with every rare and pleasing treasure. Number two, in sharing our faith with others, wisdom will give us the right words to speak at the right time. Wisdom also helps us not to say the wrong things as well. James or Yaakov 1:5 Amplified, if any of you lacks wisdom to guard him through a decision or circumstance, he is to ask of our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. Number three, on our jobs. Wisdom will help us do our jobs better and be a blessing. Exodus 35:31. Then Moshe said to Bnei Israel, see, Adonai has called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the Ruach of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and all manner of craftsmanship. Number four, in leadership and personal relationships, wisdom will help us understand people and minister to them via the word of Yahweh. Proverbs 2:7, he stores up wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. He guards the paths of just and protects the way of his kedoshim. Going on to verse 16, then you will discern what is right, just, fair, and every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, discernment will guard you, to deliver you from the way of evil and from those speaking perverse things, who leave the straight path to walk in ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing wrong and delight in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and are devious in their ways, to deliver you from a seducing woman, a wayward wife with seductive words. Number 5, in our studies of the Word, His wisdom will show us how to apply the Word to our lives. Colossians 3:15-16. Let the shalom of Messiah rule in your hearts. To this shalom you will surely called in one body. Also be thankful. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with gratitude in your hearts to God. Number 6, it will guard our tongue via what we say if we yield our words to His wisdom. 1 Peter 3:10, Amplified, for the one who wants to enjoy life and see good days, good whether apparent or not, must keep his tongue free from evil and his lips from speaking guile, treachery, and deceit. Shalom in Yeshua.